Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. That's kind of like playing second fiddle again, isn't it? Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Even if you're not, laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears when they're down. Share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Right? Don't be stuck up. Now I lost my place. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. Oh boy. That starts meddling, doesn't it? That starts meddling. Now this next sentence is something that my boys have heard over and over again. Matter of fact, I think just yesterday a couple of them heard this. Don't hit back. Don't hit back. That applies to us adults too, though, doesn't it? How do we hit back sometimes? Oh, yeah. But you know what? The fisticuffs, they heal. Words take a lot longer, don't they? Don't hit back. Discover, now listen to me. Discover beauty in everyone. Discover beauty in everyone. I want you to sit there for just a little bit. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That is not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. You see, our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy them something to eat. If you see our enemies thirsty, get him a drink. You see, your generosity will surprise him with goodness. Don't let evil get the best of you. Get the best of evil by doing good. Isn't that powerful? What did he do there? What did the Apostle Paul do right there in those scriptures? He helped us define love, didn't he? If love truly is who we are down to the deepest level, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to treat other people. That's what love is, the Apostle Paul is telling us. And when we get that love in here, God will open up our eyes and our spirits and everything about us to God's wonders in other people and how God works through other people. Jesus, the one we claim as God's Son and our Savior, was asked of all the commandments, which is the most important commandment? Jesus summarized the whole of the Old Testament with two commands. They are the key. They are the glue that holds everything together. They are the binding that holds together someone's walk with God, and that is loving God and loving God. Others. If you get this concept, you get it all. If you apply this truth to your life, you will see others in a new light. You can't help it. It's like the scales are pulled back from your eyes, and you can see the world with something new that you hadn't noticed before. Why? Because everything rises and falls with love. The world was created because of Jesus died and rose again because of God's for us. Literally, the world goes around because of. Now you might be thinking, but how, Eric? Wait a minute. I'm not sure how this, how the rubber meets the road, so to speak, in this. I've been a Christian all my life. I don't understand this. How does it help me with getting back to basics? Remember that this is the foundation that I'm building this entire teaching series on.